We have two scripture readings this morning. The first one is a rendition of Psalm 26, translated from the Hebrew and the Greek by Eugene Peterson in his version of the scripture, which is called The Message. Psalm 126. It seemed like a dream, too good to be true, when God returned Zion's exiles. We laughed, we sang, we couldn't believe our good fortune. We were the talk of the nations. God was wonderful to them. God was wonderful to us. We are one happy people. And now, God, do it again. Bring rains to our drought-stricken lives, so those who planted the crops in despair will shout yes at the harvest, so those who went off with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessings. Second scripture is from the book of Revelation, first chapter, verses 4b through 8, presented in the New Revised Standard Version. Grace to you and peace from the one who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before that one's throne, and Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of all rulers on the earth. To the one who loves us and freed us from our sins through extraordinary life-giving love and made us a kingdom, priests serving that one's God and Creator, to Christ be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, that one is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see, even those who pierced that one's body. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn on account of that one. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. This is God's word for God's people. God is still speaking.
I have six words for a sermon today. I'll elaborate on them, of course, though I am a preacher, right? But when our consolidation team, with representatives from our congregation and First Congregational Church, met this past Wednesday evening, we revisited a practice that we had used early on when we gathered, and that was to go around the room and share a word or a phrase for how we were feeling, as we kind of brought that part of this process to a close. And I couldn't come up with one word, but I could come up with three. The three words that I shared were grateful, joyful, and hopeful. It is the Sunday before Thanksgiving, so I want to dwell a bit on grateful. And I want to start by saying I am grateful for the call I received a little over 10 years ago to serve this congregation. I am grateful to those who served on my search committee. And this is where, okay, hands and standing up and all of that, if you're willing. If you were here and you were part of my search committee, either raise your hand or stand up. It's all your fault. And if you have served at any point in this congregation's history as a deacon, please raise your hand or stand. Ah, yes. On church council or the leadership team, please raise your hand or stand. Okay. If you've sung in the choir at any time, all right. If you've taught Sunday school at any time, all right. If you have helped put the block party on at any time, if you've helped out with trick or treat for books at any time, the holiday book fair and story time and craft time. All right, if you've worked at Pine Street Inn, feeding the homeless. If you've helped with an Interfaith Social Services food drive, or diaper drive, at any time. All right, you know what? If you've gone to nourish or helped set up or tear down or cook or come flying in the door with a bag of lettuce at any time. All right, guess what, friends? There was no one here who didn't raise their hand. I am so grateful. And I'm sure there were hands flying on Zoom, too. I couldn't see them from here. Grateful. Grateful for all the ways in which we have served, we have learned together, we have grown together, and we have stepped in to a place of bravery to say, what does it mean to be church now? Does it mean the same thing as it always has? No, it does not. And it never has. But we're human beings. We get settled into patterns. We get comfortable and familiar with the ways we've always done things. And so it takes a whole lot to turn a Titanic. And it probably takes more to turn a church. But my friends, I now want to ask anybody who served in our Faithful Future planning process at any, on a working group, on the leadership team, if you filled out a survey for FFP, I want to raise your hand. All right? Okay. That was a beautiful, powerful, deep process for our congregation. And then, same question, Better Together team, raise your hand. All right? Friends, we've been working hard, and we, every step of the way, we've been church together, which is why I am joyful. And you've heard me say a number of times, joy does not equal happiness. Joy is a deep, deep place in our relationship with God and the gifts we are graced with. And folded in joy is grief. Grief when things change and don't go the way we wish they would. Grief when all that we have come to depend upon feels like it's crumbling beneath us. Whether that's in church, whether that's in our family, whether that's at work, whether it's at school. Whether it's in the direction at any given point that our nation may take or that the world feels like it's taking. Joy is a connection to the giftedness of life, the gifts and graces that God gives us, with a recognition that joy can hold our grief. It doesn't take it away. It holds it. And we are called to hold it for each other. That's a big part of what church does too. We're not just here to ring church bells, but it's great when we can. But sometimes the bell tolls with a minor tune. But we still ring them. We still ring them. Because we believe in a God whose steadfast love never leaves us, but always holds us. I am hopeful. I am hopeful because our congregation, and I have every reason to believe First Congregational Church will vote similarly. I am hopeful for the United Church of Christ in the greater Milton area. Because our churches have said yes to being church differently together. Neither one of our churches will exist like it has before this point. We have chosen a new name. We will become United Congregational Church in Milton. We will begin worshiping together in ways that will blend our worship practices. We will begin serving in a variety of capacities with programs we have in place, programs they presently have in place, and new ones we will create together. Our children, if you were with us on November 3rd, you saw our children recognize each other, not all of them, but some of them, and go, "Oh my goodness, look who's here." All right? I actually saw some adults do that too. I am hopeful. I am grateful. I am joyful. And I am hopeful. Those were my first three words. My next three words, you may sound familiar from the benediction we've been using together these last number of weeks. And the first one is bold. What we are doing is bold. To make this decision now, when, yes, many churches across the country are closing at rapid pace, we are saying, yes, there is a future for church, and we want to be a part of it. That is a bold move. Some would even call it foolish. I prefer to think of it as bold. And also a faithful way to follow the Spirit's lead. It is daring. It is daring, and it is bold to lay it all out there. This is who we are, God. What would you do with us? And I believe our processes, manifold over the last 4 years, have brought us to this place with boldness and with daring. Bold, daring, and love. Love also is one of those gifts of the Spirit that is not the warm, fuzzy Hallmark "I love you" card that maybe you send to someone from time to time. Love is how we are called to be together and to be better together sometimes in love. The entire law is summed up in loving our God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. And you know what? It takes more than a lifetime to learn how to do that. But I stand before you today knowing that I have an armload of blessings, which is how Eugene Peterson translates bringing in the sheaves in Psalm 126. But an armload of blessings that includes every single one of you here, every single one who is on Zoom, every single one who has passed through these doors, or through not just this building. This congregation has had prior buildings, and now it's going to have another one, two. Armloads of blessing. So many, I can't carry them alone. And thanks be to God, I don't have to. I pray and I hope that you also, this day, can see the armload of blessings in your lives. And I pray that all that East Congregational Church has been to you continues to be in your armload of blessings, even as we move into the future to become, I pray, United Congregational Church in Milton, to share our blessings even wider, even deeper, with more boldness, more daring, and more love. Please, God, may it be so. Amen.